This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The president is on his way to Texas. And he walks out of a meeting after Democrats reject the idea of the wall fund. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. And as usual, we're not short of conflicts to open this show with. Who better than Ellen Ratner, the queen from Talk Media News, to join us with the latest on that. Hey, Ellen.
Well, wow. Yes, the president walked out of a meeting today with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And what we think is that, you know, this is a negotiating strategy that you use in business. You walk out of meetings, et cetera. But guess what? You don't do it in government. And the president has done it in government and thereby really caused a stir in Washington.
Boy, and while he causes that stir, he's riding off on Thursday to appear at the border. Do we know any more about that, where he's going to be, et cetera?
Well, we got his schedule, and the fact is he is going to Texas. He's arriving back at the White House at night. However, the chef, Jose Andreas, who basically fed people after the earthquake in Puerto Rico, has said, well, I invite the president to visit the facilities where they're detaining people. And, of course, the president's probably not going to do this. This is just a photo op.
Wow. So interesting. So while that's happening, then we also have, with the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her health. Boy, that's scary, huh?
Well, it's very scary because, of course, then President Trump could appoint somebody, and there's a very good chance that they're going to get through. However, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is working from home. She's gotten a transcript of what has been talked about at the court, and so she still is going to be able to vote on what has happened at the court. Also, I don't think she's getting any chemotherapy. It looks like they removed the nodules in the lungs, and that's it. And she had that done in Sloan Kettering in New York.
Wow. In the meantime, what about this Russia investigation on Robert Mueller? What's going on there?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, Robert Mueller does not have his report out yet. It looks like the guy that hired him, Rosenstein, is going to resign as soon as Mueller's report comes out. And then there's some talk about whether he would resign when they elect a new person to run the Justice Department. But we don't really know about that because this is all a bunch of leaks. So the fact is that Robert Mueller, of course, is going to come out with his report sometime in the next probably 2 months, is my guess. He hasn't paneled the grand jury until June, but nobody thinks that they're going to be able to stay in till June, that Mueller is going to keep them till June, and that his report will probably come out in the next couple of months. Now, Trump White House has just said, has hired 17 new attorneys. That's 17, if you can imagine.
Wow.
And they're trying to get the report to be under the presidential, you know, president's ability to keep anything secret. But we think that what's going to happen is that Congress is going to subpoena the report. It's going to be a legal mess for sure.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you saw this, of course, Senator Elizabeth Warren goes to Iowa. Is it just going to be a slew of Democrats starting to head in that direction?
Well, yes, and actually there has been John Delaney, who's a congressman from the state of Maryland, has gone to all of the 88 counties or whatever there are in Iowa. I think there's 88 counties. And it's interesting, the Democratic National Committee is allowing people to debate, not on the basis just of how much they have raised, but whether they're getting small donors, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, boy, it does make a lot of sense. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you heard Ellen talking about the fact is, yes, definitely the president is headed off to Texas, and this is after having a very brief meeting at the White House today. There is no compromise to be had. The Democrats and the president are still in the same scenario of the two-step, and it's a wicked one, so nothing has changed there. While that goes on, the Coast Guard is one of the many services where they're suffering from lack of a paycheck. And I started to think about this, and I can remember as a kid, my Uncle John Park was in the Coast Guard. And it was one of the coolest things. I got to see him in his uniform going out at Cape May, and I was, gosh, probably 6 or 7 years old. And it made me think, yeah, I can remember that. I can remember that he had a small child. And what would that situation be like for families that are struggling? So the Coast Guard says it's removed a tip sheet that directed employees to hold garage sales and start babysitting to survive the partial government shutdown. There was this 5-page sheet that basically was tongue-in-cheek, managing your finance during a furlough. It was first reported and popped up in the Washington Post, and I guess it seemed like it was tongue-in-cheek, but somebody actually put it together as suggestions, and it included other suggestions for Coast Guard employees that included tutoring and turning your hobby into income, becoming a mystery shopper at grocery stores to supplement income. So that's great. So the Coast Guard puts out suggestions on, gee, sorry, we need you to be here and be ready, but here's what you can do. Hold a garage sale. I mean, what? And it was part of a support program offering assistance for what you might need. And once this leaked out, and of course people were aghast over that, the Coast Guard trotted out a spokesperson who said it was removed from Coast Guard support websites and the information does not reflect the Coast Guard's current efforts to support its workforce during the lapse. So it's something that had been out before, and it wasn't tongue-in-cheek. It was an older document that was thrown up on the site for, people in the Coast Guard. We've been in now 20 days as of Thursday shutdown due to the massive impasse over this $5.7 billion requested by the president for the wall along the southern border. And now this latest deal, of course, the Democrats and the president with a nothing happened meeting, the president saying, as Ellen said, this is just a waste of time. So I started to think also about the Coast Guard and how many active Coast Guard members do we have? I've been around the Coast Guard more than I realized when I made one of those little mind maps just to see, oh, wait, what's the separation from me and people I may know or are connected to the Coast Guard? I told you the one story as a child, really remembering that. There's 41,000 active Coast Guard members, give or take. They're working without pay. They're definitely working without pay. So now it's been long enough where this is certainly affecting you. One thing a couple of days, one thing a week, even then can be tough. But now we're talking 20 days going into 3 weeks. I think this thing continues on and on and on and on. And what do you do? For real, what do you do when you sit in this situation? Which, by the way, the last tip, on the 5-page sheet, telling people just to declare bankruptcy. Wow. Isn't that a kick in the shins? Hang with us. The odds and ends of what else is happening across America, the buzz in your backyard and mine on the flip side.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we move around the furniture a bit and talk about what else is on people's minds across the nation. Because Twitter rules the world, or that's where all news breaks, do you care about Jeff Bezos and his divorce? $150 billion divorce, most expensive in history. And, of course, the tawdry magazines that you see when you go late at night to grab the food that you're going to make for the kids in the morning for their sandwiches. Or maybe not. Maybe you're single and you're just going to grab some late night grub for yourself at the grocery store. You know what I'm talking about, like the National Enquirer, etc., where they always have, oh, there's a five-headed man and he lives on the other side of the world. But then there's some truth to stories that are mixed in. And there was a big headline that said, Bezos divorced, the cheating photos that ended his marriage. The thing I do know is he was married for 20-plus years, and the woman that he married was the first employee of Amazon, in fact, 25 years. And what Jeff Bezos did was get in front of it yesterday, getting a divorce, and tweeted out to the world, look, if we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again. We both are saying we would do it all again. So they described it. It's so interesting the way we use our words now when we talk about divorce and people separating. Remember Gwyneth Paltrow when she separated from her or was getting a divorce from her rocker husband? They both, Chris Martin from Coldplay, they both released a statement saying it was conscious uncoupling. My husband said to me, we will not ever conscious uncoupling thing. We will not do that. We won't be part of that brigade. And now the word that they used was a period after they're divorcing, after a period of loving exploration. What does that mean? I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking a couple things, but loving exploration. Now, what do I care about one of the wealthiest men on the planet getting divorced? I don't, except for that it makes huge, huge news because he is the news. So there are people that transcend everything else, and Jeff Bezos is that. And why? Because you just drive down the street. I dare you to do this. Go for a couple of blocks. I don't care where you live. And you'll see an Amazon package or two, maybe way more than that, sitting on someone's porch. People get everything on Amazon now. It's definitely not just about books, which, by the way, you can get my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon, because that's where you get books everywhere. Everybody has to be listed on Amazon. So how about that? Just, I thought that was interesting. Period of loving exploration, not expiration. It is expiring, but it's exploration. So how about that? Since we're kind of on that trail, this is an interesting deal too, as well. The CES show, Consumer Electronics Show, always ends up making huge news, or interesting news, I should say, because what's new in tech? What's the next piece of AI or information or something that's going to be used in schools, at workplaces, or something that we need to know? What do we need to know that's coming out of CES? And I can remember going there. I've said this on the show. When I lived in Las Vegas, and it wasn't quite as big of a deal. It was in the late 90s. Now, I mean, it's huge. When you're in the media, you have to apply to actually let them grace you to cover whatever it is that they're all talking about at CES, because they get so many requests to go there. And I thought it was bad at the Super Bowl. It's worse. So there are cool things like a $10,000 massage chair. There is also something really hot and new, a car that can drive, walk, and climb using robotic legs. I was looking at some of the video of this concept, and you know what it looks like? It looks like watching one of the prequels for Star Wars. It looks like that's what you're doing. And the ship has landed, and then, it, of course, it's using its robotic legs. Some of it, though, is pretty interesting. Like, Google had a roller coaster to a giant 219-inch TV. Yeah, a Google's roller coaster to a giant 219-inch TV. That was the headline I saw, and then I checked out the story. So you got a roller coaster you could ride, and then you could look at this giant TV. Basically, what would happen if anybody was interested in buying the TV, I mean, it would set you back a couple of mortgage payments at least, but you'd have to lay on the floor. You'd have to have a room where people could lay on the floor and look up, because where are you putting that 219-inch TV? I mean, really, you know what? It would feel like you're at the movies. The roller coaster was really cool because it kind of whipped around the outside of the show and took people outside on the strip. But the wall, I have to say, it's amazing what you can do with it. And I do think there are companies, there are people that can find ways to use that 219-inch tube. Not the average Joe. I'm just going to say that. Yeah, you're not going to have that or want that in your house, because I don't know. I mean, I just got Tree TV, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So, in other words, you take a television outside, and you mount it to a tree. That's Tree TV. And it means you could be in the pool, whether it's above ground or an underground pool, and you could be able to watch television in the outdoors, kind of like camping, right? So there's always cool things there. And it's interesting to see what will stick. And they're always expensive toys. And the toys, you know, the toys are things that won't be in the mainstream, the expensive toys. But they'll find a home. Some of them will find a home. And I guarantee the foldable TVs will. Because that's the other part of it. It's a foldable TV. And then there's also the self-driving suitcases, which I can say, when I travel, and I think of some of the equipment, radio equipment I have to have, oh yeah, and then the clothes on top of it. And of course, when you're a woman, you just can't wear the same pair of shoes. So then the shoes start to take up space, and boy, it'd be easier to have a suitcase that drove me to the gate. I'm not against that. If that becomes more mainstream, and I've seen it in a few places, if that's even more mainstream, more affordable, more acceptable, doesn't stop you when you're going through any sort of gate and is not a big deal, man, bring it on. Why not take a free ride on your suitcase? I like it. Definitely. The self-driving car, everybody wants to know where the self-driving car is going. Where are we going to see this in the future? Is this going to become more the norm than you can imagine or not? I even saw a self-driving motorcycle, and we talked about that. Self-driving motorcycle. That's like a lawsuit waiting to happen. So CES and toys at CES, always part of the buzz. Because sometimes, you know, at first things aren't affordable, then there's miniature versions of them, then sometimes it finds its way down to the everyday consumer level. Because it's always big and bad and bold and crazy at the CES show, but then there's adaptable versions of it, let's put it that way. And boy, there were some really, really cool things. I'll have a full report coming up next week on things that you might want to start looking at and for. Let's head to money for a second, because money is always something people want to talk about, especially when it's rolling in. And on the market side of things, it was a good day on the market. When the arrows point up, it's a good thing no matter what. Not saying it exploded, but pointed up in the right direction. So how about that? Hang with us. I'm jumping the fence legally, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Republicans are totally unified.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to finish building the border wall. He speaks with reporters on Capitol Hill, saying Republicans are unified.
We want border security. We want safety for our country.
Later, the president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters after the meeting,
the president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all. The president calmly said, I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, paper, and mail. And
thank you very much.
Dug in the mailbag.
We have dug in the mailbag, and these are the gems that we've come up with. I love the squealy noise in the background. I feel like I'm in an episode of some kind of animated features. Very cool. So anyway, the mailbag is deep, as always, and wide and interesting, and I love it because I say this all the time. Look, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Let's have the conversation. If it's talking about politics, talking about business, we rocked the house with my pal Joel Block, who came on and said some pretty interesting things about wanting to start a business and how do you do it and some of the things that you have to kind of throw against the wall when you're thinking of doing a business plan and, you know, ultimately what is it about? And then there was some great reaction to that. And then, of course, there was some reaction to bacon on the menu at McDonald's. So we never know what we're going to get. The wall, bacon, investing, CES, airbags, and the Toyota recall. So let's go to that first because I know there's a lot of car heads out there. So we're going to dive into this one. This one is from Dougie, who says, Kate, I know you're on top of all things cars. Toyota recalling a bunch of cars for the exploding
airbags. Did you happen to see that? Of course I saw that. And in fact, it's 1.7 million that they're calling back. And it's certain Lexus models, including a 4Runner, Corolla, Matrix, Sienna is also on there. Lexus, there was a ton of Lexuses that ranged from the ES350 to the ISF. And it also included the Scion XB. You want to look this up if you have anything related to Toyota, by the way, because I'm not going through the whole list. But it's good to see if it's been recalled or not, because remember, there were some serious, horrible things that happened. 23 people around the globe died in accidents that were blamed on defective airbags, because the airbags, you see, were made with the chemical ammonium nitrate, and they were prone to exploding when they were deployed. So that's what happened to people. That is horrific. Let me just say that. It's horrific. This is on the heels of the Ford Motor Company having a recall of about a million different cars and trucks in North America in connection with the Takata airbag recall. So, boy, it makes you really think about that. I had a friend one time that broke her wrist, boom, snapped, when an airbag deployed, and all she did was hit the brake hard because someone was coming at her. So, listen, you talk to safety experts, is it better to have the airbags versus not having the airbags? Of course, in more cases, the airbags save lives, but these other things do happen. If you have a Toyota, check it out and make sure that if it's on the list, you know, you go and you take it in, because it's the risk of death. And what happened to those people is the shrapnel that came at them from the exploding airbags. They never saw what was coming. Never saw what was coming. And how awful, awful, awful is that? All right, so we move from that to the wall. It is always about the wall on the southern border and the government being shut down and the concerns over neighbors and friends and others who are absolutely affected by it. And how long will the shutdown go on, that aspect of it anyway? And this woman's from Bruce, who said, Kate, at the end of my street, I feel so awful. I have really good friends whose son, rather young, is in the Coast Guard, and they're trying to feed him whatever money they can because he has a young family and he is not getting paid. He's one of the casualties of what has happened with the government shutdown. It's interesting because I didn't think I knew anyone affected by it, and then lo and behold, I'm at a party and they start to tell the story, and it really made me feel awful for them because there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And how long do you think this goes on? Well, when I look into my crystal ball, I think it is just going to continue on through February. And here we are. If I'm right, if it continues on through February, you know, we're talking it could be 8 weeks for this shutdown. I do think, and I've said this already, the Trump card, pardon the pun, in this whole thing is the TSA. If you had a massive sick out with the TSA folks who, I mean, a lot of them aren't directly affected, but enough are. There are some that are being affected with hours and that kind of thing. If enough were affected because it stopped hiring processes and all of that, and there was some kind of if there was a nationwide walkout, forget about it. If you crashed the airlines, if you shut down air transportation for a day, are you kidding me? If that happened, then there's no question that card would be played and something would have to be done, because you can't replace all those people, and of course you can't hire anyone, and of course you have to vet them. So that would be the one thing that could happen that would force the issue. Doesn't matter what the Democrats think or the president, they'd have to deal with it, because you could not do that to transportation. Then you really affect people's livelihoods too, because not just the TSA, think of all the traveling public, people that have booked business, etc. Look, I take the show on the road. I'm a speaker as well and take the show and speak, so I would be affected by it. I know hundreds of speakers that would be affected by it. I know hundreds of business people, some that are building a business, some that are doing finally well in a business. and they would be hit by it, and especially if it can continue to roll on. I don't think you'd see that more than a day. I can't imagine. Wow, that would be something. That really would be. All right, how about this one from Tom, who says, Kate, nothing good happens, it seems, sometimes when people win the lottery. I just don't understand. If you won the lottery, let me ask you this question, whether it was $1 million, $100,000, or millions and millions of dollars, do you think you would find yourself in a troubled place where you ended up bankrupt and everything was sold from underneath you and you had no friends anymore? Would that happen to you? Well, if you're asking me personally if that would happen to me, the answer is no, because I would do what they advise. You go to financial people immediately, you figure it out, and you get ahead of it. And what a thing to get ahead of. I got to get ahead of a massive windfall because I plunked down a dollar or two on a chance and I won. And there was a crazy story about that to piggyback on. This man stole his roommate's scratch-off lottery ticket when he tried to cash in. He learned it wasn't actually worth $10,000, but $10 million. So Abdul Sayang was arrested on charges of grand theft after cops in California and lottery officials began investigating the case. His roommate purchased that scratch-off for $30. $30. Now, that's a big risk, right? I mean, he could have been making big money. He had a roommate, and they weren't living in some schwank place. But he, you know, popped the $30 up, and he won. He thought he won $10,000, but when he got home, he found out, and he had his lottery office. First of all, his ticket was in the winner, and it had been altered. So the man suspected the roommate, and he reported it, and his suspicions were right. They found that out. He went to the same lottery office to cash the ticket, but it was $10 million. Wow. Now, they didn't know it was stolen, and in any cases with winnings over $600, who knew this? I didn't know it. They started investigating. That's what they do. So that's pretty wild. Wow, wow, wow. And they say at this office, by the way, that they'd never seen anything like that case, that lottery scams aren't uncommon. But nothing like that, where you have a $30 ticket and $10 million in winnings. So they're still investigating it all to make sure. And they say once they verify the identity of the winner of the ticket, they'll pay that person the $10 million prize. That is pretty sweet, but pretty convoluted, isn't it? I can tell you if I was that person, first of all, no more roommate situation and probably move, move, move. Because why would you even stay there? Just would go someplace else. That makes sense. Let's jump to this one. This one is from Frank. Kate, I haven't emailed you before, but trust me, I do listen to the show quite often. It is disconcerting what's happening politically. There doesn't seem to be any agreement whatsoever on very much. And it's what we thought would happen, so perhaps it's not necessarily a big surprise. The president saying it was a waste of time, walking out of the shutdown meeting, just deciding, you know what, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I got to give him credit. And here's where I give him credit. There are some things I don't particularly like about Donald Trump, but the one thing I do like, he does stand by his convictions and does not care. Does not care what anyone else thinks. He's doing what he thinks is right. And I do think, unfairly, he is often shellacked by way too many people. And I thought it was dirty pool when Chuck Schumer called his behavior unbecoming of a president. So what? So thanks for that, Frank. One of the things that he tweeted out, the president, he said he just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what's going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works. End of the story. So we're going to be sitting around for a long time trying to figure out this dilemma. Thanks for all the emails. Meet you in a few.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. We have the playoffs. You can participate. Just jam on these digits. I know you're awake. Come on. I see. You've got one eye open. There comes the other one. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. This is a big week, obviously, because now we're down to the tail end of the season where we have, yes, just a handful of games. All these teams trying desperately to find a place in the playoffs where they can make it to the Super Bowl, and they found that way. So congratulations to the teams that have gotten this far. But when you get so close, you ever get so close to something, you want it so badly, you work so hard for it, and, ooh, you know, in just an instant, you might not have it. Well, there's going to be teams that are in. There's going to be teams that are disappointed after this weekend. And there are some huge, huge games on the board. All of them are huge. I don't know why I'm saying that. Because to everybody who's rooting for these teams and to people who are fans of football anyway, especially nail-biting kind, usually this is the second season is which I call the playoffs. This is when you get the really good stuff. You just have to wait for it. Patience pays. So there are 4 games. Colts and the Chiefs, Cowboys and the Rams, Chargers and the Patriots, Eagles and the Saints. And the game of the week is the Cowboys and the Rams, the NFC Divisional Playoffs in Los Angeles. Rams are favored by 7 total points on this game, according to the Wise Guys, 49.5. Let's see what you have to say. By the way, there's always at least 3 to 5 people who send me emails on a good week because you're listening, you hear, you run, you're working, and you want to call, but you can't. So guess what you do? You go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, send me the email, what team you think's going to win, and what is the final score going to be. So who has our first honors to crack this thing open? It's Pete in Texas. Pete, what say you?
For Amp, the Swag Master.
Yes.
28-24, Rams.
Oh, Rams. So they don't cover, but they win. I like it. I like it. So you are duly noted, Pete, back to the bunker, as they say. And we got you, 28-24, Rams. We go from Texas to the great state of Maine. How many miles is it from Texas, where Pete is, to Sharon in Maine? A lot. That's a lot of miles. Sharon, this is a big weekend.
And how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Staying warm.
Good. What do you think? Do you like the Cowboys or the Rams?
That's a good one. I think I'm going to be a spoiler and go with the Cowboys.
Ooh, all right. You're going to, you know, the people in Texas are going to like you better than Pete. So what do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to go 35-31.
So both of you think that it's just a handful of points. Cowboys, stay warm. Sharon, enjoy the games, and thanks for the call. Staying up late, hanging with us. You think about Maine. Maine is beautiful. People that go to Maine, it's like a, you know what? It sucks you in. It is. It's like a giant suction cup, because if you go in the fall and you see the incredible leaves turning, you want to stay. You fall in love with the scenery. Just ask Stephen King how hard it is to try to get out of Maine. And you're not being chased out by clowns or the thing or something else mysterious. It really is tough to leave because of just how beautiful it is. Although you could make that case for parts of Texas, too. I mean, I say this all the time. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And if you travel around, you get the time and the space to be able to do that. Wow. It'll blow your mind. It really. If you get out of your backyard and you look around, it will blow your mind. But do it when the weather's nice. All right, so let's see what Nathan has to say. His guesses are almost always on the money. Nathan, what do you think, Cowboys or the Rams?
Yeah, let's make it a good one. We'll let the Cowboys do it, too. How about 31-28, Cowboys?
Ooh, that's a good one. 31-28, so higher scoring game. And if you look at that, that would be right at the cut line. In fact, the Wise Guys have it at 49.5. So if you went with what Nathan is saying, it would be the over. You'd be looking at the Cowboys and the Rams over because of the amount of points. So not giving as much cred to the defense. And, you know, he could be right. Jared Goff, if he's on, is capable of really, really bombing the football out. And so is Dak Prescott. And both are capable of scrambling when they have to. I do think this is going to be a much closer game than some believe. And that's why that, you know, touchdown is so iffy to me. And obviously to many of you, you're thinking the same thing. So I'm going to say the Cowboys. I might surprise a few people. I'm going to say, even though I have a crush on the Rams, I'm going to say the Cowboys. And of course the Cowboys have always been good to me. I used to travel with the Cowboys. But it's not about that. It's not a personal thing. It's about looking at how this lines up. And I think there's momentum for both teams. I think the Cowboys could play shocker here and could win this. So I'm going with the Cowboys to win it. And I'm going to say that the final score is, I'm going to say the final score is 24-21. 24-21, so a little bit lower than some of the others. And I mentioned this before. I know that I have guesses coming in. Here's one from Wilson who says, Cowboys all the way, Kate. I really think they're going to beat the Rams, and it might be a shocker for the people on the left coast. I think the final score is going to be 36-25. Wow. And you can send your guess for the next few minutes to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on contact, and boom, you're there just like that. Boom, just like that. All right, a couple of quick notes as we're cruising along here with these games that are coming up this weekend. There was a big changing of the guard in the NFL. There's always coaches that get fired. There's a lot of money on the line. It's par for the course for five or six openings to happen. Mike McCarthy, the former Packers coach, his name came up for almost every single job. He was fired in the middle of the 2018 season after a brutal home loss to the Cardinals. He's not going to coach during the 2019 season. The Jets' job was filled by Adam Gase. They hired Adam Gase. And so McCarthy told somebody in the media he was going to take a year off and spend time with his family and just decided they loved it. The family was excited because think of the life of a coach. Nobody's complaining. There's a lot of glory in there, and there's some big bucks in it, and that probably affords him the livelihood that he had for such a long period of time to spend time with his family. And then he knows there's going to be openings after that. So the best landing spot for McCarthy probably was the Jets. And the Jets, a lot of people thought the Jets would be looking at him, but I guess they didn't, because when they started to analyze it, supposedly, that's what the rumors are, that would his offensive style fit with Sam Darnold, their young quarterback who was chosen in the draft last year. So anyway, different direction. And Gase, of course, is a 40-year-old offensive guru type guy who took Ryan Tannehill to the playoffs in his first season in Miami when he didn't really have very much talent around him, so he would probably get some extra credit for that. So good for Mike McCarthy, though, for making the decision to say, eh, you know what, I'm just going to take this year off. What would that be like? What would it be like to say, you know what, I know people are going to be wanting me. I can take a year off. I can hang with my family and friends. Hey, let's rent an RV. Let's travel. Let's buy an RV and travel around when the kids aren't in school. That sounds good to me. See America. I just talked about what a great country it is. Thanks, everybody. Good luck to anybody who tried to nail the score. I hope we have a winner.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.